Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a deal that's sending ripples through the global defense market, China is finalizing a sale of its CM-30 supersonic anti-ship cruise missile to Iran. This export variant of the YJ-12, used by the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy, is considered one of the fastest anti-ship missiles in the world, capable of reaching speeds of Mach 2.5 to Mach 3. The CM-30 is powered by a liquid-fuel turbojet with 4 air intakes and is designed to strike naval vessels at long ranges. This deal deepens China-Iran defense ties amid US sanctions on both countries. For India, this affects the Gulf security environment and freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, through which India imports around 65% of its crude oil. The deal reflects China's use of arms exports as strategic influence tools in West Asia, directly challenging US naval dominance in the Persian Gulf. Under the CATSA, third country entities trading with sanctioned states risk secondary sanctions, which could affect Iran-connected entities. This is a significant development in the global arms market, with China positioning itself as a key player in the region. As we know, India's naval presence in the region is crucial, and any shift in the balance of power has significant implications for our national security. Now, let us turn to the situation in the Himalayas, where over 2,700 tourists were stranded near Zomgo, Changu, Lake in East Sikkim after unexpected heavy snowfall blocked roads in the area. The Sikkim government and district administration mounted a rescue operation, deploying personnel and vehicles to evacuate stranded visitors. Zomgo Lake, located at an altitude of around 3,753 meters above sea level, is a glacial lake fed by snowmelt and lies within a restricted permit zone near the international boundary with China. What makes this situation significant is the increasing unpredictability of Himalayan weather due to climate change, making such rescues more frequent. The Nathu La Pass on the same route is a key India-China trade crossing. High-altitude tourism and disaster management in ecologically sensitive Himalayan zones are critical areas of concern for the UPSC exam. Remember this number. 3,753 meters, the altitude of Zomgo Lake, which is crucial for understanding the challenges of high-altitude tourism. Moving on to the agricultural sector, Madhya Pradesh has re-implemented the Bhavantar Bhuktan Yojana, Price Difference Payment Scheme, for the 2025-26 agricultural season. This scheme compensates farmers when market prices fall below the minimum support price, MSP, with the government paying the difference directly to farmers' bank accounts via Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. The scheme was first launched in MP in 2017 and covers major crops including soybean, groundnut, sesame, onion, maj, and mung bean. It is worth pausing here to note that this scheme is an alternative to physical MSP procurement, which doesn't require government agencies to physically purchase produce. Crucially, the Bhavantar scheme is a partial implementation of price protection, which is a key recommendation of the Swaminathan Commission. The Commission suggested the C2+50% formula for MSP, which is closely linked to the Bhavantar scheme. What does this mean for farmers? It means they receive a guaranteed price for their produce, ensuring they don't bear the brunt of market fluctuations. Now, let us look at the energy transition in India, where a new report on the state's electricity transition has been released. The report analyzed 21 states covering 95% of India's electricity demand across multiple dimensions of energy transition progress. In the market enablers dimension, which assesses green tariffs, renewable energy certificates, and EV policy frameworks, Uttar Pradesh tops the list, achieving 10% EV adoption and targeting 22 gigawatts solar capacity. Andhra Pradesh follows closely, deploying smart meters and achieving 6.2% EV adoption. Rajasthan has a strong policy framework for solar and boasts the largest solar capacity in India. What does this mean for India's energy transition? It means that states are playing a crucial role in driving the transition to renewable energy, with some states leading the charge. Remember this number, 22 gigawatts, the target solar capacity of Uttar Pradesh, which is crucial for understanding the scale of India's energy transition. Now, let us turn to road safety, where the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has launched the Rahveer scheme, offering a 25,000 cash reward to any good Samaritan who assists a seriously injured road accident victim within the golden hour, the critical first 60 minutes after injury, when timely intervention most improves survival outcomes. India records over 1.5 lakh road accident fatalities annually, the highest in the world, and a significant proportion of these deaths are preventable if victims receive timely hospital care. The Motor Vehicles Amendment Act 2019 includes Good Samaritan provisions protecting helpers from civil and criminal liability. Rahveer financially incentivizes this behavior, encouraging people to help in emergency situations. So what exactly changed? The government has now provided a financial incentive for people to help in emergency situations, making them more likely to intervene. Now, let us look at India's space program, where ISRO is planning additional commercial missions using the LVM-3, Launch Vehicle Mark 3, rocket, India's heaviest operational launch vehicle with a geosynchronous transfer orbit, GTO, payload capacity of 4,000 kilograms. LVM-3 is being marketed through New Space India Limited, NSIL, to international satellite operators. The LVM-3 previously launched 36 OneWeb satellites in January 2023 and another 36 in October 2023, marking India's entry into the commercial heavy lift market. The CE-20 cryogenic engine, developed indigenously, powers the upper stage. What does this mean for India's space program? It means that India is now a major player in the global space market, with its LVM-3 rocket competing with international players like SpaceX and Ariane. Remember this number, 4,000 kilograms, the LVM-3's payload capacity, which is crucial for understanding the scale of India's space program. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CM-302 anti-ship missile has a speed of Mach 2.5 to Mach 3 and is powered by a liquid-fuel turbojet with 4 air intakes. It is designed to strike naval vessels at long ranges. The Nathu-La Pass on the Sikkim-China border is a key trade crossing. The Bhavantar Bhuktan Yojana scheme compensates farmers when market prices fall below the MSP. Uttar Pradesh tops the list in the Market Enablers dimension of the state's Electricity Transition Report, achieving 10% EV adoption and targeting 22 gigawatts solar capacity. Andhra Pradesh follows closely, deploying smart meters and achieving 6.2% EV adoption. The Rahveer scheme offers a 25,000 cash reward to any good Samaritan who assists a seriously injured road accident victim within the golden hour. ISRO's LVM-3 rocket has a payload capacity of 4,000 kilograms and is being marketed through New Space India Limited, NSIL, to international satellite operators. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These current affairs are crucial for understanding India's strategic position in the world, its energy transition, and its space program. Remember this number, 3,753 meters, the altitude of Zomgo Lake, which is crucial for understanding the challenges of high-altitude tourism. The Bhavantar scheme is a key policy initiative for farmers, ensuring they receive a guaranteed price for their produce. Uttar Pradesh's EV adoption and solar capacity targets are crucial for understanding the scale of India's energy transition. The Rahveer scheme is a significant initiative for road safety, encouraging people to help in emergency situations.